It was probably commerce, not a sense of history, that created the first original cast recordings. Now we can hear the fruits of those enterprises on this glorious set of American theater music. The Smithsonian has gathered some of the most memorable songs of the century, most of them sung by their original performers. There are history lessons, the origins of musical comedy and operetta, minstrel shows, social satire, and Tin Pan Alley, and lessons in stylistic authenticity. You'll hear legendary performers like Lillian Russell and George M. Cohan in their only commercial recordings, and forgotten stars like Edith Day on her enchanting 1920 recording of Alice Blue Gown, 18-year-old Wynne Murray, who stopped her very first show, Rodgers and Hart's Babes in Arms, singing Johnny One Note, and Adele Astaire, Fred's irresistible sister, who joins her brother in a couple of irresistible numbers, this one with George Gershwin himself at the piano.
Fascinating rhythm, got me on the go. Fascinating rhythm, I'm all afraid of the world. A lot of mess you're making, the neighbors wanna know why I'm always shaking just like a flail bird. Each morning I get up with a sigh. Start a hopping, never stopping.
I can think of few great stars who aren't here. You can hear Al Jolson, Eddie Cantor, Paul Robeson, Helen Morgan, Bill Bojangles Robinson, Danny Kaye, Ethel Waters, Ethel Merman, and Mary Martin in the freshness of their early success. And performers like Alfred Drake, John Raitt, who's Bonnie's father, Carol Channing, Rosalind Russell, Barbara Cook, Judy Holliday, Rex Harrison, Barbara Streisand, and Richard Burton in their most memorable musical roles. Practically every major songwriter or songwriting team from Victor Herbert to Stephen Sondheim is represented. There are also numbers from neglected shows like The Golden Apple by Jerome Morris and John Latouche. Kay Ballard is a turn-of-the-century American Helen of Troy, seducing a traveling salesman named Paris on a lazy afternoon.
It's a lazy afternoon, and the beetle bugs are zooming, and the tulip trees are blooming, and there's not another human in view but us two. It's a
There are fascinating surprises. Clifton Webb, Hollywood's classiest villain and the original Mr. Belvedere, was the suave song and dance man who in 1933 made the first recording of Easter Parade. In 1940, Mary Martin sang My Heart Belongs to Daddy with a sly sexuality that's a whole other story from her later, more wholesome image. Ethel Merman's original 1934 recording of Cole Porter's I Get a Kick Out of You, From Anything Goes, has a delicacy of phrasing that belies the cliché that she was only a brassy belter.
I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you? Some get a kick from cocaine. I'm sure that if I took even one sniff, that would bore me terrifically too. Yet I get a kick out of you.
Did musicals after the war lose their buoyant sophistication, their inspired lunacy, their touching innocence? Did their seriousness get bloated, their sentimentality too calculated? With so much rare archival material at its disposal, maybe Smithsonian shouldn't have included so many shows whose original cast albums are currently available. Yet it's fascinating to hear the more recent songs in their historical or generic context. The Smithsonian collection makes a compelling case that the best American theater songs can match any of the world's great vocal music, pleasure for pleasure.
There